Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
When you think of symphony orchestras, you probably think of beautiful music in a lovely setting. Well, we're going to expand your horizons. You should think of instruments in a petting zoo, or face painting, or children performing on stage with the pros. Well, these are just a few of the outreach projects of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. My guest is Carol Bogash. She is the Vice President of Education and Community Engagement with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, or as we're going to call it, the BSO. Now, before you think Baltimore, why are we doing this in Washington? Well, because they have a very strong presence at Strathmore in Rockville, and they're going to be introducing some new programs at Rockville that are really quite exciting for developing our children. It's really quite amazing. Carol, welcome. As you can tell, I'm very enthusiastic about having you here.
I'm delighted to be here, and yes, I can see how enthusiastic you are.
Well, my husband and I are supporters of the BSO, as we are of the National Symphony, and we love classical music, but I just love the things that you're doing to make it approachable, to make it so that people feel comfortable with classical music. You don't have to have a whole big lot of knowledge to go and enjoy a concert. And I'm specifically speaking to one of the series that Marin Alsop, your absolutely fabulous music director, and we're going to talk about more some of that heard a little bit later, but for the what's called Off the Cuff. Mm-hmm. Tell our audience just a little bit about what this series does.
This is a very special presentation that Marin does to engage the audience more in understanding about a particular work. So there's one coming up now that's about the planets by Gustav Holst. And she is going to make it so accessible and so exciting for the audience. She speaks.
She puts you in it, is what she does.
She does.
Yes.
She does. And there are going to be some wonderful images from the Hubble Space Telescope. And she's going to talk about what Holst was thinking about when he wrote this particular work. It's a shorter concert, and I think people like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also just the accessibility of the music and
right.
how she interacts with the audience that makes it so special.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me, because I've heard her do this, and I've heard other people at the National Symphony do the same kind of off-the-cuff remarks. I think what it does is it brings you a little bit more into the mindset of not only the conductor or the music director, but also of the composer.
Absolutely.
And the orchestra and how the piece comes together. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, even just the history of the era when a piece is composed makes a lot of difference, learning whether it was wartime or peacetime or if there's some right. major crisis going on in the world or in the composer's life for that matter.
Yes, and so you're absolutely right. So she brings it all together in a really interesting format, and her remarks are usually throughout the entire mm-hmm. evening as well as the music is performed.
Now people can go to the bso.org. Is
yes.
that the website?
And, bsomusic.org.
bsomusic.org mm-hmm. and get all the information about the outreach programs and everything else. And let's just move on and talk about some of the things that you were telling me before we went on the air about something that is brand new that is going to be done at Strathmore called the Music Box Series. Now, first off, why Music Box?
Well, I came up with that title because it just rang. It had so many meanings. Certainly for children. Children love music boxes. But we're performing in a music box.
Yes.
And so I love the idea that the Music Center at Strathmore is a big music box and that the Joseph Meyerhoff Symphony Hall in Baltimore is a big music box. And this is where musicians perform. So it seemed like a natural title. So we're excited about it.
Tell us about what the Music Box series is doing. This is what I find fascinating.
We devised the Music Box series for babies starting at 6 months old up to 3 years old. And we know from a lot of research that's being done now by major universities and institutions that there is a real connection between music and brain function. And that the younger the child, the more exposed to music they are, the more it helps them with brain development, with speech development, with coordination, with focus. And we're seeing this. We're seeing six-month-old babies absolutely mesmerized and engaging. And, of course, we're also helping to teach their parents about things that they should be doing at home to engage their children.
Well, now, this is fascinating to me because you're talking about classical music. I assume that there's certain music, they respond in certain ways, or is that true?
They respond to all music.
Is that right?
They do. But this is all guided. So we have actually developed a curriculum. Each program has two pieces that are repeated every single program, our Good Morning song and our Celebrate the Symphony song. And both of those were arranged by a member of the orchestra, Jonathan Jensen, who's terrific at that. Then every Music Box concert has a clapping portion, a bouncing portion, a dancing portion.
I think I want to come.
I know. Come. And you can. We sing songs. We teach songs. They all are interactive songs. And there's a lot of learning that's going on. Each of the concerts has a theme. Our last concert that we did in Baltimore was cars, trains, trucks, and buses, and boats. And so we had motions that went with all of those. And it was a little bit of a jazzier concert.
Mm-hmm.
We had a program on Creatures of the Sea. And it was we all used the Schubert Trout Quintet as the music throughout the entire thing. And we clapped to it, we bounced to it, we danced to it, we sang songs to it. So they're hearing wonderful music, they're learning about the instruments of the orchestra, but they're getting some coordination going.
Okay, now, so this, you do have this program at Strathmore. Tell us how people find, they can go to your website, bsomusic.org.
Right.
But beyond that, are there any things you have to do to qualify? Is there a fee to join, or what is this?
Sure, it's just a regular concert series. Mm-hmm. We're going to be presenting this at Strathmore for the first time in the spring. So you can go on and buy tickets now if you go to bsomusic.org. And you type in the Music Box series, it will come up. The tickets are very accessibly priced. Now, I have to warn parents and grandparents who bring their kids that this is all on the floor of the lobby.
Okay.
But we do have chairs sitting around. We do have some chairs sitting around. But it's so interactive with the kids and their grown-ups that having it in the lobby and on the floor is so much better.
That's fun. Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Carol Bogash. She's the Vice President of Education and Community Engagement with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, or as we say, the BSO. And we're talking about programs that are being offered in Baltimore at the Meyerhoff, as well as here at Strathmore in Rockville. And some fascinating programs in this Music Box series, which I think is, you're to be commended for putting something like this together. People can go on, they can buy tickets to it. What is the typical series? Is this, I guess you can buy one.
You can buy one.
Or three.
Or you can buy three.
Yeah.
You can buy three. And so this is a first for Strathmore in this spring. So we're really excited.
You're just starting it. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So very exciting.
Okay. Go find out about Music Box series, and you don't have to be a kid. Just got to be able to sit on the floor, maybe. Or you can have chairs. But at any rate, but that is a lot of fun, and that is to be commended because I've heard about music. You know, an interesting fact, there have been studies that have shown that people who want to lose weight, if you dine to soft classical music, it helps you slow down your eating. Whereas if there's fast jazzy music in the background, you eat faster and consume more.
I can believe that.
Isn't that funny?
I can believe that.
Because music is something that affects us in many different levels.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Well, okay. Now, there's a lot of other stuff that you're doing. We mentioned the off-the-cuff series where Marin Alsop, who is the music director of the BSO, does a fantastic job in introducing and making you understand music. And the one that's coming up in November, the first one is called Planets, I believe. And that's more contemporary music rather than the classics. But there's something by Mahler, and I don't remember what the
Mozart's
others.
Coming up. Mozart. We have a CSI Mozart.
Mm-hmm. So it's the wonderful way that she introduces the music to people. But now there's some other things that you're doing. You do an awful lot of programs with children in the Baltimore area, I know. And I take it you're going to be moving many of those things as you expand to the Washington area as well.
Well, we certainly are thinking about what makes sense for us to bring to the Washington area, Montgomery County. Now, mm-hmm. we have a new program in Montgomery County, that's a special one for the Montgomery County Public Schools.
Now, let me just ask you, because you're talking about Montgomery County. We have listeners in Virginia and in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Can they participate in what you're going to tell me about, or is it right now just Montgomery County?
The Orc Lab, which is our new program, is just for Montgomery County Public Schools. Music Box Series is for anybody.
For anybody, exactly.
Who lives yes. anywhere. And we love for people from D.C., Virginia to come as well as Maryland. I want to see everybody there.
But this is a unique program that you're doing with schools.
Yes. We're really working with Montgomery County Public Schools, and I'm really so pleased about this. And we're helping to support music instruction in two clusters of Montgomery County Public Schools that have been identified by the county. And we're working with about 14 schools, elementary, middle, and high school. And we're helping to support instrumental instruction in those 14 schools. And we bring BSO musicians to work with the students in these schools, with the teacher, to help their ensemble work. And so in elementary school, we're going to be working with recorders and developing a wind program. In middle school, we work with string ensembles, and in high schools, we're working with string and brass ensembles, and in some cases, they meld the two to make an orchestra. And so our musicians are going in pretty regularly. Now, we're working with them 5 to 6 times, which is quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's
during
incredible.
The school day to help and to support. And we also are bringing these kids to concerts at Strathmore. And we're excited about that.
How did you choose the schools? Are these more children at I think they call them children at risk. I'm not quite sure how to define that.
Well, the Montgomery County Public Schools picked the clusters. And they picked them, I think, to provide more support for particular schools. And there are a number of Title I schools
mm-hmm.
that are part of these two particular clusters.
Yeah.
And well, it was their choice, and we're just so pleased to be doing this. And mm-hmm. I think we're seeing that we can make a difference in helping these kids and their teachers and the schools.
So well, you also do a lot of unique projects in Baltimore that you do. You have orc kids. And
orc
they
kids.
Have, yeah, and then they have a chance to play with the orchestra, actually, on stage?
Yes, they do.
Tell
yes,
us about
they
that.
Did. So Orc Kids is a program that started 5 years ago. This was really a brainchild of Maren Alsop. She really is considered the founder, and she is, of the Orc Kids idea, and she also helped to put it together. Orc Kids is primarily an after-school program, although we do some in-school program with pre-K and K and musicianship classes. We have now 800 kids.
Wow.
In Orc Kids. We're in 5 schools. Well, we will be in 5 schools. We're just starting our 5th school,
mm-hmm.
Which is, in fact, a middle school. So we're carrying these kids through elementary school, and then we'll carry them through middle school. This is an instrumental program. It's also a social program. It's very important to
us. Do you
us.
All provide the instruments for the kids?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
But it's also a social program that we're thinking about the whole child. And we help the whole child become a very, a good citizen.
Well, now you all must have to raise, do you raise funds to pay for this or?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Because you contributed this to the schools, I gather.
Well, the schools are contributing some, a little amount, which is a good thing. But yes.
Yes, you should be buying into whatever you're presenting. There's some investment, but I'm sure that you have to do a lot of fundraising.
Oh, yeah, we have to do a lot of fundraising. Mm-hmm. And but we see that we're making a real difference. We just conducted a major assessment of the academic performance, their attendance, their behavior, their social skills. And we've, of course, found, as you might imagine, that our ORC kids are surpassing their peers. And we know the value of music to make a difference in a child's life. So we're very excited about ORC kids, and ORC kids is a program that can grow, will grow. But it is primarily an after-school program, and these children actually are involved 5 days a week
mm-hmm.
in their music.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is pretty awesome.
Yeah, because, you know, you think of many schools as not really offering much in terms of music education. That's an incredible accomplishment to make this available to our children. Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Carol Bogash. She is the Vice President of Education and Community Engagement with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. And we're talking about some of the amazing outreach projects that they do, enriching our lives, our children's lives. And you were just talking about children's school,
uh-huh.
the ability, the ORC, what do you call it?
ORC Kids.
ORC Kids.
Uh-huh.
Cute name.
I know, it isn't cute.
So that kind of program. Now, if parents are listening to this who have children, do their children have to know how to play a musical instrument?
No, of course not. No, we start really with pre-K.
Okay.
And we involve them in musicianship very early on because, again, as I, you know, have said earlier, I truly believe and know the power of music at the youngest age, which is why we're starting with Music Box at 6 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the schools, we're starting at pre-K. And then when they become first graders, big first graders, then they come after school and they get to start on an instrument. So at first grade, they're playing an instrument and they're studying. And now we have some middle school kids who are coming back and playing with the orchestra, the ORC Kids Orchestra. But you had mentioned earlier about the ORC Kids playing with the BSO, and they do. So on our gala this past September, ORC Kids were featured on the stage with Pink Martini. And the BSO.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so cute.
You must have been fun.
I can't imagine how cute that was.
that must have been a lot of fun.
It was.
Yeah, that's an inspiring program. Now, the one where you do have them playing on stage, there's the side-by-side concerts, too. Is that different? Yes.
Now, this is for older kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So we actually are doing quite a bit of side-by-sides. For not only high school kids, but we're also doing it for adults.
Mm-hmm.
So our side-by-sides are where counties select children that they would like to have this experience. So we work with Baltimore County. We're working with Anne Arundel County. We're working with Howard County. And we're working with Baltimore City kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an experience to rehearse with the orchestra and then perform.
So they actually play an instrument during this time?
Oh, they're playing standard
repertoire.
They're playing standard repertoire. Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, I've had the pleasure of sitting on stage with an orchestra during rehearsal and sitting right by someone, and I sat by the harpist.
Okay.
That was so exciting, and that music, it surrounds you. It's totally an awesome experience.
Now, if you play...
And I've done that more than once, and with other instruments as well.
If you play an instrument...
Oh, I don't.
And you would like to come and be with the... And play with the... And play your instrument with the BSO, the Baltimore Symphony has the most unique program in the world. It's called the Academy.
Oh,
and this is where you can, from any place in the country, and we even had someone from France last year, come and spend a week with us and play with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and perform.
That would be incredible.
It is amazing.
It really is quite an experience to sit on stage, even during rehearsal.
I know.
You know, it's just it's so different. I mean, you look out there and you see the audience, and it's really quite amazing. I mean, in this case, it was a kind of a dress rehearsal thing. A lot of people were invited to it, and we were just fortunate enough, a number of us, to get to sit on stage.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Going, oh my goodness, this is such a unique experience. So I can imagine for children what a tremendously exciting thing it is. Well, all right, now everybody can find out about all of these wonderful programs by going to bsomusic.org, right? And is there a cost to participate if you're playing on stage?
It depends. If you're a high school student, no.
Okay.
Your county provides for that. If you're an adult, however, and you're an amateur adult and you have always played your instrument, or even if you haven't even played it very much, you can still join the academy.
Ah.
And you can come, and the academy is coming up this June. We're going to be announcing it very soon. Our music director has selected the repertoire. And then there is a tuition fee for that for the whole week.
Well, I mean, there should be.
For the whole week.
I mean, the symphony has to support itself.
That is true.
That's right. The money just doesn't grow on trees.
No, I wish it did.
No. Well, it's really very exciting, the kind of experiences that you offer to children. And obviously, I'm just learning to adults.
Oh, right.
I was more familiar with children because I'd heard Maren speak about some of the children's programs and thought that they were just astonishing. And that was one of the reasons that I wanted to basically have you on the program, just to talk to people. And, you know, for people who are listening who aren't geographically compatible with you, go to your local orchestra and see what they offer.
Absolutely.
You know, your local symphony. And I think that you're going to find a lot of interesting things that are going on in your community. So I know that's been my experience, certainly. So what else, looking down the pike, what's your dream to do, Carol? Do you have one?
Well, I'm looking to bring more programs to the Washington metro region.
Great, we like that.
And finding ways to engage more with the community. I'm really pretty pleased with our programming because, in fact, it's almost encompassing birth to
all the way
to seniors. We've had people well into their 80s who've been part of the academy, and it's just wonderful. And we have ways for people to engage with us in various, you know, they can step in at various times in their lives to participate with us. So I'm very pleased, but I have to say that without the wonderful Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and Maren Ossoff, it would be more difficult to do the really innovative programming that we're doing. So I have to give hats off to them. Right.
And your contributors and those wonderful audience.
Absolutely.
Buy tickets. Yes.
Yes.
That's the big part,
so
isn't it?
It's everyone working together to make this so very special.
Well, it sounds wonderful at the Strathmore. So for me, it's a joy.
I'm so glad.
I mean, I love the Kennedy Center, too. Don't misunderstand me, music lovers out there. But it's delightful to have you in our community. Well, we hope that all of this continues. We wish you the greatest of success,
Carol. Thank you
so
much.
And it's been an absolute delight to have you on here telling us about all these exciting programs. Now, if you're interested, whether you've got a little bitty kid or you're a senior citizen, you've got some place to go. Go to bsomusic.org. I'm Shirley Wicker. My guest has been Carol Bogash, who is the Vice President of Education and Community Engagement with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. And we thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Off Consuming Interest right here on 1500 AM. I'm Shirley Wicker. Thank you.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.